Welcome back to another episode of the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel, always with my co-host.
Smart Schoolboy 9.
Also Daniel, the double Ds. So this one, we got some interesting topics. We'll bring some more in here, but quick topics. But other than that, it's going to be the PS4 Pro. Talk about that.
PS4.
The PS5 Pro. Annapurna, you know, they're all quitting. Elden Ring DLC. Well, it's a DLC patch. Mm-hmm. We have Flappy Birds making a comeback, and then Dr. Disrespect making a comeback. So we'll talk about all that. But first, what we've been up to this week, and for me, I did two major things. Well, one major thing. I picked up Astrobot.
Nice.
Have I played it? No.
Nice.
It's still sealed. Nice. And I'm starting to think maybe I should just keep it sealed. Because it's so, like, I feel like people didn't expect it to be a really good game. And now that, it, like, people are experiencing it and saying this is a fantastic game, I feel like it'll become like a classic, and I should just get it graded right now and just mount that up somewhere. I don't know. And then just buy it again. I'll probably buy the digital version. I don't know. We'll see. But other than that, I've been playing World of Warcraft. What happened was I bought the DLC and then immediately regretted it. So then I hit customer service up and was like, can I get a refund? They refunded it, but I also got a subscription, and so I was like, I don't want that to go to waste. So then I've been playing the classic mode, which is you can play it as long as you pay for the subscription. So I had a month of it, so I've been playing that. I got like 5 days left, but I think I'm done. And then I've been eating in a calorie deficit. I've been eating between 1500 to 1800 calories. My goal is 1800, but if I can eat less during that day, I will eat around 1500, and it's been working. I've lost over 10 pounds consistently, because the thing is, my weight fluctuates, dude. There's times where I would weigh myself, and I would weigh 215, and there's times where I weigh myself 230. Like, it would that much of a fluctuation. So until I get below 210, I'll be like, I don't know if this is working truly, so I'm going to wait before I, like, get super excited.
You know who probably did it? I'm two steps ahead.
I know. Have you seen, like, what people are saying now?
No.
They're saying that this is, like, a fake video, and he's still technically fat.
Nah, I don't think so.
I don't know. It's so weird, dude. It's so weird, but we were talking about Nico right there. But yeah, for me, I've been going to the gym 3 days a week, eating healthier, and it's been tough, man. Like, on weekends, dude, I want to go to Korean barbecue. Yes. I want to go to Shabu Shabu. I want to eat things, and I can't. I mean, like, I could. I've gone. I went to Shabu Shabu, and I ate, like, only one bowl. And I was like, God, this is wasting my money.
You know what I really like? And it's so unhealthy for me, but I look forward to it. This, like, carne asada super nachos. This place is far, but every weekend I'll go there.
It's called Tacos Tumbras.
No. Oh, he fought this week. Canelo's, ever since that guy learned English, he's been a menace. I mean, have you seen his, like, press conference? It's like bang, 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 bang. I'm like, this guy's a savage.
The thing that's funny bang, is, like, bang, bang, bang. I feel like that's, like, a Mexican or Hispanic kind of, like, thing, is to, like, mess around verbally. Because my dad will be like, whenever someone does something, like, illegal or wrong, he'll be like, oh, that's this person's last name, and that's my mom's last name. So they'll be like, it's part of your mom's family, like, jokingly, obviously. But it happens all the time, and then, like, my mom will do the same thing. It's like, oh, this person's last name, which is my dad's last name, and then, like, they'll just joke around like that. Mm-hmm. But sometimes they get really, really savage, and I'll be like, damn, dude, I would never even think of that. Shit. Yeah, I've been losing weight. I feel good. I have a lot more energy. So maybe I will, I don't know, maybe go back to streaming. I feel like I've always been I've always had a foggy head, like a cloud. And I've been, like, stuck in a rut and, like, not wanting to do anything. Even though I try to, I don't want to. But maybe I'll now have more energy and see where this goes. But yeah, I'll see where this takes me. But that's for me. What about you?
Dude, I'm kind of in the same boat as you. I eat a lot more healthier. I hate it.
I know.
I fucking hate it, dude.
I know. Well, I mean, one thing is I'm not technically eating like healthy food. Mm. I do make my own food because I can measure out the things and easier to calorie count. But like, I will still eat a pizza. Like, I'll eat like a slice of pizza, you know, 300 calories, 350 calories, and be like, okay, you know what? I'll go ahead and eat two slices. That's 600 calories. And then just, I will only eat another 600 throughout the day. Pretty much. So yeah, I mean, today I made a really beefy burrito, two tortillas. It was around 400 calories because I got low-cal tortillas, or well, like there were flour tortillas burritos, but they were still technically small, so I had to put two to wrap it up really good, and that was only 400 calories, which is really low for like a burrito like that. So it's been helping out a lot. But I still eat what I want. It was ground beef. I mean, I put whatever I wanted. I put ground beef, you know, garlic, salt, pepper, everything. And then I put a little bit of rice, a little bit of diced tomatoes. I make it like an actual burrito. So it works out for me. But it's annoying because I have to meal prep and that sucks. So I've been trying to like find places I can eat healthier. So like Taco Bell, you can eat like fresco style. Mm. I found out that you get like... That. You can get like the soft tacos fresco. It's like around 140 calories each taco. So I can eat like three or four. And then a burrito fresco style is like around 400 calories. So same thing. So, but yeah, I use my Fitness Pal and I track. But it's only to keep me like within that range. Cause like if I guesstimate, man, I don't know why I'm so bad at it. I will underestimate. So I'll be like, okay, I've only eaten like 1500 calories. Dude, I'd already be at 2000 with my guesstimations. So I can't do that. I have to log everything to make sure I'm staying under.
It sucks too. Cause like I'll watch like TikTok and like people are eating like delicious, I know, delicious it shit.
Shows mukbangs and shit.
I'm like, oh man, it's crazy. That's health is important. I watched a documentary, Smart Schoolboy 9. I don't know if you've seen that in your TikTok, FYP. So it's basically this old guy. He's in his 50s. And he dresses up as a schoolboy. Might be a PDF.
Okay.
And it's all over TikTok. And people are doxing the fuck out of this guy. But I'm like, I'm not for doxing, but someone like him, yeah.
Yeah.
Please dox the shit out of him. But yeah, it got famous because the guy who made Salad Fingers, that meme.
Oh, yeah.
He's
yeah.
like, I remember that guy. He's like, and like, so the documentary is kind of creepy. It's just, at first it's AI generated kids. And it's a old guy trying to be a kid. And then, but he's making multiple accounts. And then he's trying to be a girl, but it's AI generated. And then the third account is actually him. Like stuff, and then the video ends with him chasing a school kid,
right?
And I'm just like, and it ends like that, and I'm like, damn! Imagine just coming out of school and
getting chased,
being chased by this. And he looks freaky. He
doesn't by an look, old ass schoolboy dressed dude.
Yeah, and it's like they know his name. They put him on blast. The guy who made the YouTube video. But the guy wrote a newspaper article, the importance of kids wearing school uniforms. I'm just like, so he was like telling him, he was telling the people who were watching the documentary, this guy's not dumb. He's actually a really smart guy. He's just acting like a kid. And it's like, shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's creepy. Like, I know we like make fun of like other people doing that, but like, damn, like an actual dude. It's
crazy.
But yeah, that's all I've been doing, dude. I've just been like reacting to. I've become a reaction.
I mean that's one of the things. It's content.
Yeah, but it's like weird because it's not. I'm not reacting with face cam. I'm reacting with my VTube. So people are still watching. We watched R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet. Now, that was hard. That was hard because. How I feel about him, I was like, I don't want to like show that I support him.
Yeah, right.
But I was like, but the content, is funny. Yeah. Dude, that thing can't be made now. Trapped in the Closet.
Yeah.
Because the words he says in that play or whatever it is, movie, it doesn't fly.
It's like a four-part series?
It's like three parts.
Three parts, okay. Yeah. There's one that's like the main song, isn't there?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, it's just the same song on
repeat. Oh, okay.
It was crazy. We didn't finish it. I was exhausted. I was like, man, this shit is fucking crazy, dude. I can't watch anymore, dude. Other than that, getting ready for TwitchCon this weekend.
Damn.
I wanna meet Pirate Software, XQC, and this probably won't happen. I want to meet Iron Mouse, but who knows? She might be in her iPad thing. So,
well, I think only in the iPad thing, because I think I heard that like people are trying to dox her, like to find out where she's at. And so I don't think she's ever going to show herself. I mean, at this point, I don't think she might ever show herself.
What's crazy is, you know what nationality she is, right?
She's Mexican, I think.
She's Puerto Rican.
Or Puerto Rican.
But.
Or Hispanic.
You know how her voice is? Like, oh, I'm Iron Man.
It's not like, her voice? That's
No. So that's her, oh, yeah. Whatever. That's her speaking voice. Her singing
voice?
Oh,
yeah. I've heard the singing
Jesus
voice.
Christ. I was like, what the fuck is does not sound like it's from her. I was like, wow.
Yeah. And I think that's like one of the, I wouldn't say the major thing, but that's one reason why she also got like huge too. Because she was doing streams where she would play and then like at some point pause and then sing. And then she's making her own music too, I believe.
Yeah, all I know is she noticed me.
Notice me, senpai.
Thank you.
I think you said... Thank you. You said something, and then she was like, oh, last
no,
month.
No, I rated her.
Oh, okay, that's you, why.
Dude, big streamers like that, they don't,
yeah, they don't acknowledge. Like,
but I had like 60 people, so.
When I happened, even I then, like, there's know, other people that will stream with like 10,000 people.
In my mind, I was like, she's not going to acknowledge
yeah,
us.
Yeah, right.
And she said something, I was like, oh, shit.
But honestly, like, if you're going to go the whatchamacallit?
TwitchCon?
No, the...
VTube?
VTube route. You have to, like, get to know other VTubers.
There's a VTube community.
Yeah,
thing.
Like, you're going to have to promote yourself. Well, not, like, promote yourself, but get... You're going to understand and be friends with everyone so that they can, like, help promote you and shit, so...
There's only one guy that I really know that was a VTuber. He was doing VTube before VTube got popping. But...
And he's still not...
But he streams late. Like, we're later than me.
I mean, we had a, what was his name? Cowsep or something like that? We met him at TwitchCon. We had no clue who he was, and he was like...
He's like one of the biggest streamers.
Yeah, it was so crazy.
It's funny because I was kind of curious. I was like, I wonder how he's doing, right? Looked at his stream, 4,000 viewers. I'm like, hey, he's not doing too bad.
Yeah. Like, but the thing is, like, when we first met him, dude, I don't know. I didn't like the way he was because he was over here like... Yeah. You're not going to pay for my taxi? Like, yeah, we all got the Uber or whatever.
So there's a video on Twitter. It's a security guard, and she's talking about TwitchCon. She's like, thank God it's over. And the guy's like, why? It's like, because all these, like, people, like, they have no social skills. Like, she's like, they feel entitled.
Yeah,
and I'm
dude.
Like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, it's fucking streamers, dude.
It's in bad, my mind, man.
I was like, that's fucking, they think they're celebrities.
Or bigger than celebrities. It's like, dude, you're not, I don't know, you're not owed anything.
Dang, what's crazy is I was just watching videos of TwitchCon. This is a long time ago. This is probably like 2 or 3 years ago. Kai Sanat, the TwitchCon meet and greet. And the girl's like, oh, I wanted to go to someone else's line, but Kai Sanat's line wasn't that big. I'm like, man, now it would be a different fucking story.
It'd
dude.
Be like the reverse.
I was like, holy shit, dude.
And you met, was it Kai Sanat or was it?
I met Kai.
Okay. Yeah, you met him before.
Code Miko, Kai. Saw S-Fan. I didn't see him.
Like you physically saw him, but you didn't meet him.
Yeah. I want to meet XQC, but his. So they already have meet and greets. The meet and greets I wanted to go to, they're full. So Pirate Software, XQC, and Iron Mouse. Those are the three I wanted to go to. They're all full. There's Amaranth. It's full though, isn't it?
Oh. You know what's funny is I had gone to the movie theaters with one of our friends, and I saw Ludwig at the movie theater. We were watching Top Gun.
What city were you in?
L.A.
Yeah, he lives in L.A.
Yeah, and we were watching Top Gun, and I think he did not go into that movie theater. I don't know which movie he watched. I'm trying to remember what movies were out during Top Gun, but yeah, he was there with like three friends or something like that. They were buying popcorn, and then we went into our theater.
Did I tell you the story about Valkyrie?
I was there with one of the TwitchCon ones.
Yeah.
Event. So, yeah.
We were there.
We had a friend, a mutual friend.
Yeah. We call him M, and then he saw Valkyrie. He's like, "Oh, can I take a picture?" And he did. And then she went up. She looked at me. She's like, "You want a picture?" And I was like, "Nah." I always tell that story.
That's so funny.
Like, to my viewers, like, I'm like, "Nah, I'm good."
Yeah, it was good times. Good times, but that
too much.
Yeah, it was good. Good in the morning, and then at night it wasn't so good.
Sheesh.
What else? What else?
I didn't win that basketball card.
Oh, yeah, that's right. God
damn. It's funny because, like, in that situation, I know, like, the smart thing to do is to be anonymous. I wouldn't care. I would have retired. Well, it depends on how much I got.
Has the person already outed themselves? So no one knows who it is
yet. So the person who got the second highest card, I think they sold it for, like, six figures, but they don't know how much of a six figure.
Okay.
But it was, I was glad that a kid got it. Like, it wasn't like a fucking store. So I was like, "Oh, that's cool." But damn.
Damn.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. Doo, 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 doo. And then you were talking about new jeans.
Mm.
I don't know if you want to bring it up now.
Yeah, basically, long story short, CEO of a record label got fired. So the group that she created said to come make her come back, or they're just trying to hold the group for ransom.
Yeah,
but a lot of people don't understand, like, the Korean music industry. Like, if you do something like that, you kind of killed your career. They're pretty much done. It's really hard to explain. Like, Korean groups is kind of like the WWE, where, right, like, you know, The Rock, he doesn't own that character. They could just easily replace The Rock. That character is owned by WWE. So New Jeans, that group, is not really their identity. So they can easily... It's happened before. Like, groups... It happened to 50/50 recently. They did something. They tried to sue. They broke the group up. I think they brought back three members, but everyone else got kicked out. Brought in new members, but... And this is when they had a hit single, and it's like, dude, you just... It kills their career, too. Like, they're not... I don't know. They might come back, but... So, yeah. I
have to respect them, though, for, like, helping out the manager like that, but...
It's scandalous. It's kind of crazy, too, because the manager isn't a good person as well.
Oh.
So, they're saying she's grooming them, so... It's not even like they're young and
yeah,
like one of them's still a minor, like she's not even 18, and they're saying like the manager pretty much is grooming them. Dude, the manager's really fucked up, dude. Like, it's she did shit like when she was creating the group, she went to a fortune teller to see which members to like keep and like to kick out.
Wow. And,
yeah, it was. It's both sides are fucking wrong. So,
I mean, like, from an outside perspective, hearing about the fortune teller, that's going to suck. But when you get chosen, I mean, you as a kid, you would feel like that person is essentially like helping me become successful. I want to help that person out, even though they chose me like in not so good terms. But like, you wouldn't care personally. Like, as a kid, I wouldn't have cared how they chose me. I cared that they chose me, you know?
And they're saying like them breaching their contract. If they do breach their contract, it's going to cost them $300 million. That's how much they're like, yeah, you have to understand, they're not like big like BTS, but they're breaking records, man. Like, this is the first time I've ever seen like a Korean group where it says number one song is this group. The number two song is them. Like that, I don't think that's ever happened before. It's like, holy shit, they're fighting against each other, like the popularity. Like,
yeah, yeah.
But they killed their career. I honestly think they killed their career.
Do you think it would have been the same for BTS? At their highest?
They're expendable, too.
Yeah?
They're pretty much expendable. Even though they're like huge, it's very rare. Like, this has happened once, and I'm actually pretty shocked by it. There's a guy who made comments like, Korea is gay, Korea is whack. Mm-hmm. And he was the leader of a boy band. He got kicked out. He went back to Seattle, worked as a mechanic, and he posted a song, Bruno Mars, Nothing on You, just recording it. And the Korean music industry is like, come back. But as a solo artist, you can't. He burned that fucking bridge of K-pop industry, but he came back and he did okay.
I guess the bridge can be repaired after so long.
Yeah, it can, but...
That's crazy because... I mean, I don't know if, like... I don't know. I don't know the ideology on that, but...
It's kind of crazy.
So people, I mean, I guess they can come back. I didn't think anyone would come back. But it's also rare. You said it was one guy.
Yeah, I've only... Yeah, that's the only time that I know it's happened. But
that's crazy.
They killed their career, man. Like, it's crazy. Them doing that?
Well, they haven't technically done that yet. I mean, they did make, like, the... The threat. But they have until... What'd you say?
The 25th?
The 25th. So if they're like, oh, sorry, we fucked up. Never mind. Possibly.
We'll see, man.
I mean, the best thing that can happen, I guess, is they can finish the contract, not have to pay it, and just end it like that.
It's like super scandalous. I don't know. We'll see.
That's crazy. Because, I mean, like, I don't know what the contract entails, but, like, as long as they personally don't, like, end the contract, they're not breaking it. So if the studio wants to be like, you know what, we're going to break it early, then they don't have to probably pay the fine.
You have to also realize, like, BTS is a very abnormal situation because they're millionaires, right? The members, each members.
But that
doesn't happen.
That was from being in BTS.
Yes.
Okay.
Being successful.
Okay, okay.
But that doesn't usually happen. Most K-pop, people who are in K-pop groups, they go back to 9 to 5s.
Yeah?
The K-pop industry is basically a stepping stone for them to become either actors or like variety show TV hosts. If they don't get that, they go back to a 9 to 5, man.
So they're pretty much used to make money.
Yes, yes.
Like
it's
there's
fucking
no
manufactured.
That's
music.
Crazy. There's no like. That's crazy. That's like, I mean, that was happening with content creators like Machinima, I believe. Machinima was like getting people famous, but they were keeping a large like portion of the money that was being made,
yep,
and nothing going to the creators. And then they got outed and they're like, they lost everything.
And they justify because they'll go, oh, all the training we did or all the wardrobe we provided was through us,
right?
So they get nothing, pretty much nothing.
I mean, in the beginning, I would say that is true. Like that's a large cost of like wanting to start a group is having to pay for like having a designer for the clothes, having stylist for like the makeup and hair and stuff like that. But at some point, like they make enough money themselves essentially, but they have to start somewhere. But then they just keep collecting that money. It's crazy. I don't know.
It's shady.
That sucks, man. Like, people, like, how someone can get famous and still be taken advantage of.
Be broke.
I know, yeah, pretty much.
There's, like, an actor, the guy, he's in Guardians of the Galaxy, the black guy, when he's like, I'm Star-Lord. Who? The black guy goes, who? He's a famous actor. I don't know his name, because it's an African name. It's long. He's broke, dude. It's like, damn, this guy's famous, man. I think he's nominated for an Oscar. And he's broke.
That's crazy. I mean, the only thing is, like, he'd probably get more if he wins the Oscar. But until then, he's broke. That's messed up. Our world is fucked up. You have anything else? All right, we'll move on to the PS5 Pro. So they announced that they're coming out with the PS5 Pro. It's going to come with a 2 terabyte SSD. It's going to have the disk drive separately. It's going to come with an upgraded GPU, which is 67% more compute units than the current PS5, and then 28% faster memory. It's going to have an advanced ray tracing. And then this one, which I don't think is going to be a bad thing, but people are going to try to spin it as a bad thing. It's going to have AI-driven upscaling. So it's going to use AI to make old games look much better. Which I don't think is a bad thing, but people are going to try to spin it, saying like, oh, AI is just going to take over the world. Which, I mean, it's going to happen eventually. But I'm all for it. I'm talking to the AI overlords in the future now. Protect me.
The first to die. We need to make an example.
But what do you think?
I was hoping, because I don't have a PS5.
Oh, that's right.
I was hoping, praying. There's got to be a reason why I'm going to buy it.
So you're thinking like a game?
So I was thinking about all the... I mean, one of the major drawbacks is the disk drive is separate.
I know. That sucks.
With that price point, I was trying to think what would make me justify to buy it with that price point. If it did backwards compatibility for all PlayStation games, I would have bought it. To me, it's worth it.
It's doing backwards compatibility with just PS4. And yes. I don't even know. That's disc, I believe, right?
Yeah.
I'm not even sure. I didn't actually look that up. I know it said backwards compatibility, but it has to be.
All backwards compatibility, I would have been yes. 700, I'm down. Down. But
yeah, 700 is a lot, man. The current PS5 right now, like the Slim, I think, is like $500, I think. And that's include... Oh, no. I don't think the Slim has the PS5 drive. The PlayStation drive.
To be honest, dude, like... The PS5, to me, is more like a PS4.5. It's not a full next-gen for me. And that's why I've never wanted to get it. I always buy consoles because of a certain game. I think Xbox 360 was Halo 3. I forgot what the PS3, what I got it for. But it was always for a specific game. Zelda was for the Switch. Because I first got Zelda on the Wii U.
Me too.
The one.
Breath of the Wild.
Breath of the Wild, yeah. So there hasn't been a game that has made me want a PS5. A PS5 exclusive.
I mean, I agree with you with different consoles. I bought them because of a game. But for the Wii U, I bought it because of the Wii U. Because how intuitive that was with the motion control.
Oh, I bought the Wii, the first Wii.
Yeah.
Because it was just hard to get. So I was like, everyone wanted it. I was like, fuck.
The way it was with the Switch in the beginning.
True.
But you didn't need anything because of the games, and then all of a sudden, a game came out.
But it puts Nintendo in the best position for the Switch 2.
Yeah.
Dude, they could price it at $500, and it'd still be like, damn. Damn. Because at least it's not $700. Yeah, it's, dude, this is the price point, I think. How much should it be worth? I guess that's the question. With what they have showcased,
I mean, like the fact that it's not even a full upgrade, I would have added like, if anything, an extra $100 from what the price point is now, so it would have been $600. And even then, though, that's still pricey as fuck. I don't know. To me, $700 is not worth it. But I also do already have a PS5 still working, so I'm fine with that upgrading, but you don't have anything, and you're still not willing to go.
And also, like, the reason why I prefer console gaming, but the reason why I would buy like a PlayStation is because there's these like console exclusives. Dude, these games are coming to PC now. So it's slowly getting to that point where I don't fucking need a PlayStation anymore. Like, I want, yeah, just to get a good PC.
I mean, I feel like that's what Xbox already figured out. Because they're, like, talking about concentrating on the games and not on the console.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going, more of a digital route for the console. I feel like next gen is going to be all digital. And people are going to be pissed about it.
Well, I think Xbox is leaning towards, we want that Netflix subscription.
Yeah.
I think PlayStation wants more like Steam. We want to be like Steam.
Well, you have, like, exclusivity with your...
Yeah. I would prefer the Steam over the subscription base because, damn, fuck that.
I mean, the thing that Steam is still doing right is like, and we talked about this, is when you buy it, you still technically own your game.
Yes.
That's what they're doing. Even though I don't think that's true, like Steam can still take it away at any time.
True.
You know, but they haven't done that. So like it's been good on the customers because of that. But once they do, like, one game, they'll be like, oh, this is a discontinued game. We can't even have you download it anymore. People are going to get... There's going to be an outrage. I know that much.
Yeah. So, I don't know, like, the details about it. But, like, for example, like, the Deadpool game, you can't buy it anymore.
Right.
But if you bought it already, you could download it again. Yeah. That's... I think that's cool.
Yeah.
Like...
Which I agree.
Bought it a long time ago. I should be able to get it still. So...
But PlayStation hasn't been that way. Because if even though you downloaded PT,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't be able to re-download it again.
Yeah.
And then I did something with my PlayStation and I lost all of the data, which included PT in it. So that sucks. I'm sure I can find a download somewhere, but still, terrible. Anything else?
I don't like this digital only world we're getting into.
I know.
Just buy Steam Deck. don't buy PlayStation.
Yeah, that's the new like console.
I mean, the Switch can kill it. They're in such a good position. Like you got to be dumb.
Which is crazy, man. Because like when you think of the two, like when you think of a Switch mm-hmm. and a Steam Deck, Steam Deck is like you have. Unlimited capabilities with like the games you can play, and then Nintendo is exclusivity. Like you got Mario, you got Sonic. Well, and not even Sonic. That's not exclusive. Like sometimes it comes out to other things, but and Nintendo can still like rival that. That's crazy. But the thing is, too, is, like, I don't feel like Nintendo thinks they have that much power, because they don't necessarily. Like, if they do the wrong move, you know, people can just go against them real quick. But they haven't done that. Like, they've been... I feel like that company has been, like, a child at heart. Like, they've just been making a system that's fun to play. And as long as they keep that up, I don't think they can do anything wrong. But... We'll see with the next console. I don't know.
They kill it with the Directs, man. It's just like, shit, dude.
Man, I really want to travel to Japan, dude.
they throw the best Directs.
In general, like, I know there's a lot of bad things about Japan, but, like, I feel like they do a lot of things right. And one of them is food. I want to try all the food.
Food, fashion. Gaming,
but not the work aspect, dude.
Yeah,
like, dude, they'll have you working overtime and not pay you for that shit.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Like, it's expected for you to be overtime, and they won't cover that shit. I don't know. In that aspect, though, we'll move on to Annapurna. The whole company quit. So I wanna make sure people understand. Annapurna is a gaming publisher, so they don't make games. They just publish the games.
Devolver Digital.
Yeah. They help promote the game and get it out there. So they'll put it on disc and release it like that. But it's not the end of the world. But they have published fantastic games. So the team was doing something right. But then they tried to like negotiate with the boss. And the boss was not having it. And then the company quit, which is crazy to me. I don't know. Like, the thing is, as I am now, I'm not like a rich guy. I'm not, you know, whatsoever. So I can't fathom someone being so rich that would just be like, you know, screw you guys. Because I'd be like, no, I want to keep this going. Like, whatever it is that we have, even if I make like only $100,000 this year, I don't care. Like, I'll give it to everyone else. Like, let's keep doing this. But I'm sure, like, once I become a billionaire, I'll be like, you know, screw you guys. You're just ants to me. But as of right now, with my feeble mind, I can't fathom that. How someone can just end something like that. It's crazy to me. You think they'll come back?
Yeah.
But with not the same workforce.
No.
And so, therefore, the quality might drop.
Possibly.
I don't know how, like, game publishers work. Like, I don't know how much say they have when they talk to, like, game publisher or, like, the gaming companies. But Annapurna was doing something right because every game that they would publish was, like, really, really, like, good.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that quality won't be there anymore.
That could happen. The only way we know is their next game.
I mean, the next few games might still be good because that was already planned. You know, like they've already picked up these games and they were planning to like help publish those games. So I feel like those next few games are going to be good. It's after that fact. So like the next 4 or 5 games, we won't know until that happens. So we'll see. But that's crazy to me. For a company to be, like, I mean, like, I don't know how good they were doing, but like they were well looked at from like a gaming enthusiast point of view.
As a, with my pessimistic point of view, I feel like, I always say this, I feel like 98% of the workforce is expendable. So the people that probably quit for Annapurna is probably expendable. They could. It's really rare to find that one person that's like, damn, this guy's fucking.
But the thing valuable. Is, even then, they could still be replaceable. It might take 2 people, 3 people. True. But they're still replaceable.
There's very few people that are like true innovators, though.
Yeah.
So.
Because, like, in my company, I would feel like I'm not replaceable because of, like, the things that I do. But someone with more knowledge could just hop in and do that right away, like, without even having to learn anything.
So. It's really, like, there's a dude in my company. Like, it's really rare when one person, like, if that person leaves, it just grinds shit to a halt. There was a guy in my company like that. It grinded shit to a halt when that guy left. So it's rare. Yeah. Like, those type of people are fucking rare, dude. Like, if I leave, it's not going to grind my company to a halt.
Right.
They're going to keep on going. I'm expendable.
Yeah. But, I'd like to think that my company would grind if I leave, but I doubt it. You got anything else to say? Move on to the next one. Well, this was Elden Ring DLC patch. And they nerfed, for the second time, Rodan. How do you feel? You still haven't killed Rodan, right? Or Rodan. I call him Dan because my name is Dan. Rodan. So Rodan.
It's funny because, like...
But I also haven't beaten the DLC.
I got to him, but, like... I'm like, when I was fighting him, I was like, I could beat him. It would take me a long time. I need to properly level up my Shadow Tree fragments.
What do you mean? You're a blood level 4.
No.
You're a blood level 4 player. That's crazy. How times change, man. How the Fallen Fall.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have no interest in playing Elden Ring.
No more challenges?
As of now, I have no interest in playing Elden Ring.
No more dungeon taluses? No, but I agree with you. Like, I haven't even, like, I haven't even reached Radahn, let alone fight him. So, not to me, I feel like back then, when I was playing, like, Bloodborne, I would have cared. But now it's like, nah, I have nothing to prove. And it's not even the fact that, like, I've already done a blood level 4. It's just like, I don't know. It's my thought in gaming isn't the same anymore. I'm not as, like, hardcore.
For me, I don't like the way Elden Ring plays.
Oh, okay.
The leveling system. Because, like I mentioned it before, there's an intended path.
Yeah.
But if you don't go the intended path, it's going to be really hard. But when you go back to the intended path, it's going to be super easy. I don't like that at all. I wish the path was a little bit more straightforward. That's just my take.
So you really like
that? I tried to play. I was like, I'm going to go the intended path of Elden Ring, and it took me to Radahn. It skipped a lot of shit, and I was like, what the fuck?
I mean, you're talking about the way the map moves, mm-hmm. that it takes you there. Mm-hmm. That's funny. But you really like Bloodborne in a sense of, like, that map is very linear, mm-hmm. because you can't, it feels like an open world map, but it all leads to, like, one boss. But
there are also, like, hard routes.
Yeah, yeah, like, but it still leads to that same boss.
No, but there are harder routes. There's, like, usually, like, a Dark Souls or a Bloodborne, there's, like, 3 intended paths. There's the normal, you're supposed to go, the medium, and there's a hard way. Usually, I end up taking the hard way. I don't know why. It's because the way I traverse things.
Yeah.
So. But, I don't like it. I don't like Elden Ring open world. Elden Ring, if it was more linear, it would be a lot better.
That's funny. Like, to me, it's not, like, that did affect me, but it wasn't for the same reason. It was because I had so many options that I overwhelmed myself. Because it's like, I want to go this way, and then it's like, no, I need to go back before, because I might have missed something. And I go back that normal route, and then I was like, no, I need to go back because I might have missed something. And then I go back the harder route, and then, like, I will check things again over and over and over, and then be like, okay, I'll just choose a path and move on. But with Elden Ring, I had the same ideology, but it's like, no, because it's everywhere. I, like, there's no actual path. I can go anywhere I want. And every time I go somewhere, there's new stuff. So I would just keep going. And I just got overwhelmed. I think I'm really bad with open world. Because, like, I'm, even though I don't play to complete a game, I still play like I'm a completionist. Like, I will start from the beginning and kind of comb through everything. And when a game is open world, that like will eat up a lot of your time. So I have to sometimes just force myself to kind of just like go to a next box, go to the next boss, don't explore because you'll waste time and then you'll like lose interest eventually. And that's what happened with me on the DLC. I got to the hippo guy, the beast, and then I got to, I think my personal goal was to beat, what is his name?
Mesmer. And yeah, I beat Mesmer, I lost interest. I was like,
yeah,
this guy's probably the second hardest boss in the game. I was like, I'm done.
Yeah, pretty much.
much. And I was like, he's not that hard. Like, no, he wasn't that hard. I was like, I mean, it took me some time, but I was like, oh, he's not that bad.
For me, it was hard because the build I had did not do damage to him. So I had to do extra hits.
All I remember is when I first fought him, I was like, how the fuck am I supposed to dodge that?
And that then, first attack?
Like, yeah, once you like, no, not the first attack. There's that weird attack he does where he's in the air. But then it looks crazy, but you're like, oh, that move's not that crazy looking.
If every hit like was like a hit, I think it would have been harder. But yeah, like it looks like it's crazy, and then it seems easier to dodge though. So yeah, I agree with you. And then we have Flappy Bird coming back. So I heard the news and I kind of got excited. Even though I don't really care, I still think it's really cool for like a mobile game to be like, I'm back, baby. But then I found out additional news. The IP was bought by someone else, so not the original creator. And that someone else is going to be using like cryptocurrency or NFTs on this game to try to make way more profit. And now I don't know what to think about that. Do you think NFTs are still here to stay, or do you think they'll eventually go away?
I don't know the future, but they'll be here.
I agree. I think we'll have another moment of like NFTs are the next, you know, big thing, and people are going to buy into it again. But I don't think they're going to be like actually the big thing. I think it's going to be another craze, and then it'll just go back to normal again.
My only question is, why did that guy sell the IP?
Well, the thing is, specifically for Flappy Birds, he probably already got all the money it was worth. And then he was just like, let me get another. No hater to the creator, though. I mean, that he made, not the easiest game. It's not easy to code a game, but he made, like, a very
But why sell simple. Something that you own?
I mean, Well, first of all, it got taken off the store or whatever.
Yeah.
So he wasn't even making profit anymore off of it.
Still. It reminds me of the Ceramist debacle.
Oh. I wonder what that happened there. Because there's a story about McDonald's suing a lady for burning herself from their coffee. Mm-hmm. And then there's rumors spreading like the lady was so dumb. She spilled her own coffee and then she sued. But it's like it's the fact that she won means she had a story to tell. You know, because like anyone that like I could try to sue McDonald's and I would lose. The fact that she won means that she actually had like the right and she was wronged. But then from my understanding, McDonald's paid people to slander her to make her seem like, oh, this was nothing. Like she was just a dumb old lady that spilled coffee on her. And I feel like I have no idea where I was going with this story. Flappy Bird. I feel like the owner was the original creator. Same thing. Something happened. He couldn't technically put it on sale anymore, so he wants to sell it and make profit off of it. I feel like rumors happen because a company tries to slander the person, and then they'll be like, "No, it was their fault, not our fault," when technically it's their fault. I don't know, but Flappy Bird is not going to be fun anymore. I'm curious to see what happens with it though. Because it was a very addictive game, very simple game. And I wonder what, like, if it makes a comeback, will it be as big? Or now that people know it's like, I mean, I don't know. Not everyone's going to know, but now that a bigger corporation owns it and they're going to try to make money off of crypto and NFTs, will it become famous again? Only time will tell. Would you play it?
No. I never played the first one.
Really?
No interest, yeah.
I think.
This is a guy who doesn't have a PS5. Remember.
I think I barely picked it up and then like barely played it. But eventually it became like it got removed off the store. So the fact that I had it on my phone, I was like, oh shit,
this is the guy who didn't play Pokemon Go at its height.
That's crazy.
It's because my phone couldn't handle it. That's the only reason why.
That's my crazy. My
phone couldn't handle it. I missed the hype, dude, when Pokemon Go was at its height, World Peace was at its highest.
Oh my gosh, dude. Yeah, there is trespassing was at an all-time high.
Dude, what's crazy is I think the next big game like that is going to be a mobile game that'll bring a social aspect to people, but I don't know what it would be.
Do you think?
Because I think WoW had that. Damn, it just brought people together. And then after WoW, it was Pokemon Go. After Pokemon Go, it was Fortnite. I think it'll be another mobile game. It won't be Deadlock, that's for sure.
The thing is, like, Deadlock could have a moment where, like, it's been out for a while, and then all of a sudden, like, it does, like, an update where a game mode and that game mode could, like, make it skyrocket. Just saying. Anything can happen. But I do think it's always, I think it's always a better chance for like an actual mobile game, like a phone game, to be huge. As long as it doesn't seem like the, you know, they're trying to take money away from you. Yeah. Even though Pokemon Go, I see it that way. Because, like, for you to buy more stamina, for you to buy, like, more Pokeballs, for you to, like, do anything, you have to, like, spend money to get more capacity or more space or something. But in terms of making a comeback, Dr. Disrespect also made a comeback. And I only know one side of the story. Only the
his side.
The deadlock side.
See, that's not even the meaty part, because he addresses the allegations.
Oh no, yeah, like, I saw that in the beginning. Yeah, when he was talking about
it's like how, a 20-minute spiel.
Yeah, on his he was live right when he was doing that. I saw that one. Yeah, but I haven't seen him like actually play a game other than Deadlock. Hmm.
So, yeah, because I mean, that's what the people were waiting for, his response, that 20-minute meaty spiel.
I only got little excerpts of it. I believe he went on live stream. He talked about how he had he used
the word minor to trigger the search word for a journalist to.
That's what I was trying to get. And then said, like, it wasn't a minor because we don't even know legally what age it was in their state. I'm like, it doesn't even matter. You're in California, bro.
That's where I didn't like it, because he started making gray definitions of what's a minor.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck, dude. I was like,
he's guilty.
I let me preface, I loved Doc, but I can't.
The thing is, so...
So the reason why I think he's making a comeback, though, is because he got demonetized off YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
He's up for reevaluation soon, like a couple days. So that's why he's made this comeback.
Wow.
So he's going to reapply, and we're going to see what's going to happen. But he still gets donations, and... the amount of donations he was getting is disgusting, dude. It was a lot of money.
The thing is, so true to his character, I understand that he's a persona, and I don't mind if he's gonna like double down essentially, like on like the thing is like not double down on the main issue. What I would have been okay with is him to ignore it and like come out with like, hey, I'm back. And just done his thing again. But no, he...
For me, it would have been different. I wish he would have came on camera without the fucking costume. Yeah, I fucked up. This is what happened. And you know, he doesn't have to go into the detail. Yeah, but yeah. I fucked up. I did this. I made it. If he was fucking transparent about it, I would have...
been fine.
He would have done this. If he would have done the sketch apology, it would have been a lot more better for me. But for him, like, whoa... might be a minor in some state. Like, it's just like, dude.
I know, he's just trying to...
It's kind of crazy. He's not divorced. I mean, damn, I don't want to talk, like, personal stuff, but damn. Like,
the thing is, like, I think they can't do anything legally about it because the person doesn't want to press charges. So it's like, if they don't want to press charges, they can't really do anything about it, kind of thing. And I think in terms of that, Twitch had long gone left like that the issue behind, so they can't really do anything about it now. And I feel like it's probably in a certain time point where like Doc feels like he's safe. That's why he's like went into this, hey, let me just say everything. But it's like, bro, like the way you came out, it seems so sketchy that you're just trying to hide like
his comeback video where it shows him going. He's in a boat going to an island. I'm like, bro, Epstein, dude. This is just like such bad taste, man. I like the dude too, man.
But you brought up Sketch. I'm glad that like Sketch is still doing good.
Yeah.
People are still supporting him.
It's dang, that guy doesn't. He's a phenomenal non because he doesn't stream. He's just
He streams on other people's streams.
Oh, I gotta, this is like a sidetrack. I gotta give a huge shout out to MKBHD. Because I was watching a TikTok. Because we were talking about this.
Yeah.
Like about reviews and I hate fence sitters. And so like they're talking about his reviews. He's like, for your tech reviews, do you ever get paid for any of your tech? He's like, nope. Every single tech review I review because I want to review it. Not never paid. I was like, fuck. My respect for him went like, I was like, fuck.
I saw a video, a TikTok about him recently where he talks about how he's like, people do tech reviews. He's like, you can go to different people's channels and watch the review on the same item and pretty much get the same specs, the same details about it. Not saying that they're copying each other, but like, it's all available. Like, we do the same thing. He's like, so we have to always kind of up the game. So he's like, we got to do different shots, but then they can do those different shots. We got to do different color coding and stuff like that for the videos, but then they can do the different things. He's like, but, and he's like, talks about how he got a fucking $250,000 robot that's a camera hand that will do like six shots. And he's like, they can't copy this. And he's like, no, not right now.
What's crazy is he was at the Apple event.
Yeah.
And he was talking about the process of how he does a product review. And he has another cameraman. So it's two cameramen, him and another cameraman. But like the way the process of it, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And the camera he was using is like a really expensive camera, like cinematic camera. Yeah. I'm like, God damn, I saw the camera. I was like, fuck. Because it's weird because he's doing the tech review and then the guy's like talking, his friend's talking to him and he like points to his friend, but and he included it in his video. He's like, the iPhone 16, like if you could see. I was like, oh, that's pretty fucking cool, dude. It's cool. There's a lot more respect for MKBHD. Damn. I mean, I already knew because they're breaking down his like how much, not how much money, but the breakdown of his money. He's like, yeah, like a couple of years ago, it was 90% AdSense, 10% sponsorship. But he's like, now it's a lot more healthier. It's like 50% sponsorship, 50% AdSense. He's like, before then, it was not like that.
And also, like, I think I don't know the sport he plays. It's Frisbee, like
Ultimate Frisbee,
but he's an Ultimate Frisbee champion. So congrats to him, dude.
Yeah, he was talking about his top five favorite things. And, like, he listed his car. Like, damn, he's got balling, dude. He drives a Porsche.
Well, yeah, dude. I mean,
I was like, damn.
His company is, that's crazy. Like, the thing is, I'm thinking about it now. He started as a kid making videos.
Mm-hmm. Him and the Ryan kid.
Ryan's oh, toys, yeah, yeah. The toy. Yeah, he was reviewing toys, I think. I don't know what happened to him, though. Wasn't it an issue with the parents or something? Or no? I don't know.
He has a movie. That's all I know.
Oh, wow. Like,
I don't know if it's doing well, but they made a movie.
Also, props to his parents. I mean, they've been helping him out. Rather than like, because like, I know that there's famous actors, like child actors, where their parents just stole all of the money. They just kept everything. Used it all up, so now that they're all grown up, they have no money left. So, props to the parents of Ryan for taking care of him. And themselves, of course, but...
Yeah, but his, like, some of his friends kind of... They cut ties.
Yeah.
Dr. Lupo, Nick Merckx said something. Like, I don't think there's any big streamer that has been for him. But there's been a lot of people vocal on Twitter for him, so... See, the truth comes out. Blah, 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 blah. The cult of personality.
I don't think he's going to get monetized.
He might not. We'll see.
But also, I mean, like, the thing is, controversy causes his viewership to go up. Because people want to see what's going on.
Yeah, I think he had... It was 200,000 viewers at the peak.
So, I mean, he might be, that might have been his goal the whole time. Is like, I don't care what people think about me, as long as people watch me. So, he might get monetized again. But the thing is, I feel like YouTube specifically, when they need to, they will have like actual people review things. And they'll be like, okay, even though you should automatically get monetized again, we're not going to allow you to get monetized. So we'll see what happens. But as of now, I mean, I hope it doesn't happen, but I don't know. We'll see. Only time will tell.
Imagine he comes to TwitchCon. Yeah, no, there's no way.
Do you think he...
This might be my last TwitchCon. I'm saying, you know. This might be the last one I go to.
I feel like you said that last year.
I didn't even go last year.
I don't know.
This might be my last one.
Is PAX going to still happen?
East?
Yeah.
Maybe. It's still May.
I know. It's like, I think the tickets would have gone on sale already, though, no?
I was thinking something crazier. I'm not... It's a thought. It's a little bit more expensive. I was thinking about PAX Australia. But that's coming up in October, so it would have to be next year. But it's like... I think I'm more worried about the flight because how much it'll cost. The flight is like $1,600. It's a lot. Yeah. Damn. Yeah. That's the only thing. The housing I'm not worried about. It's the flight. It's that costs a lot. But I'm not. Nah. I mean, the thoughts in the back of my mind, it's not like I want to.
Yeah, yeah.
But I want to go to PAX East.
I mean, for that much... For the flight alone, I probably would.
Just go to Japan.
Yeah, I would do Japan.
Just go to Japan.
Because Japan, I mean, like, if I really, really, like, penny pinch, I could find a flight for, like, $700 and then use the other amount for whatever in Japan. If I'm not too worried about it, a standard flight would be, like, about $1,000. So, yeah, I'd probably just do Japan. I do want to travel, like, to places I haven't been to. Australia is one of them, but... Not interested right now. I have other places before I would even think about Australia.
Yeah.
But next year, if you plan on traveling anywhere, I'm down. We can talk about it.
My last TwitchCon. Fuck. This TwitchCon's weird because...
And this one's in Las Vegas?
San Diego. But I don't know anyone. I'm going by myself. This is very weird. Oh, I mean, I know people going... But it's just like, I'm technically going by myself, so. And damn, like, you only go to TwitchCon for two things, networking and meeting streamers. And I don't really want to meet the streamers, and I'm not going to network, so yeah. It's like, why the fuck am I going? Why the fuck am I going, dude?
Do you have any plans to eat over there? No specific spot? Just whatever comes?
I should just go to Nobu just to see which streamers show up.
I was disappointed in the experience.
Oh, we never talked about San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah, we went to Nobu for San Diego Comic Con, but I didn't realize that on that weekend, Nobu is very relaxed on their rules. Mm-hmm. So normally they don't allow shorts. They don't allow, like, you'd have to, like, it's a certain dress code. And, dude, there is people, like, in... They look like California surfers going in there. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, I don't care personally, but, like, for me to, like, you know, always be worried about Nobu and finally going and being like, oh, the day that I went to, very lax, I was kind of disappointed.
I was disappointed. No omakase.
Yeah. And then the omakase, which is kind of a meal that the chef would, like, set up for the people that are buying that meal. Was not there because of the whole Comic-Con situation. So we had the waiter, like, kind of create one for us. And in terms of that, I was not disappointed. But honestly, the food, I feel like... We talked about this over there. I enjoyed Sugarfish. There's a spot in L.A. called Sugarfish by Nozawa. And specifically just the one in that spot in L.A. Because there's other spots. There's one in Orange County now. There's another one somewhere else. But that one has perfect timing on the food.
And for the price we paid, we could have bought like three omakases.
They have a meal called the Nozawa, which is like a set meal that they bring out all the food. I mean, they bring out the food like one at a time. But the timing is perfect. And it's like around, I mean, it changes. Every day the price has changed. But it's around $40. And that includes the tip. So you don't have to tip anything extra. So I love that. I love that when I see $40 and I'm paying $40, that's fantastic. I don't want to like see $40, add 20% tip and have to pay, you know, all that much. I love seeing like the price that you're paying up front and just paying that. And the food is fantastic. I think that the one thing that is great about it is they give you warm rice with whatever they're serving. So the sushi, the sashimi on top, and then the rice is warm. You take a bite out of it, melts in your mouth. Fantastic. And it's not even that expensive. I would rather go to Sugarfish. But yeah. But again, I feel like I can't make that proper like rating on this because the experience was different. And the guy explained it to us. He's like, hey, because it's Comic-Con weekend, things are different right now, like blah, 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 blah. But, you know, some of the items that we had were good, but not all of them. So, yeah.
The block party for TwitchCon is kind of whack.
For this year.
They just closed off the gas lamp.
People, I mean, that's the major part of the
people San could, Diego. Like, sneak in. I don't know how they're going to close that shit off, but... How are you going to close off the sidewalk? I'm just like, damn. We'll see. People can sneak in.
I feel like places, when they need to, they can do a pretty good job of sealing things up. I mean, not like 100%, but they could probably just add fences. But then if, yeah, no one's watching, someone can just jump over that fence. You got anything else to say?
The words of Canelo. Bang, 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 bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang. And with that, thank you guys for listening. Catch you guys on the next one. Peace.